It is the Pepsi Halftime Show. Bemidji State men lead 40-39 over St. Cloud State. We're joined by women's head coach Chelsea DeVille. And Coach, I don't think you could have drawn up a worse fourth quarter for your team. You were having trouble making shots. St. Cloud was able to make shots, and then when you got in the spot where you had to foul them, they made all their free throws. Literally, they were 12-12 from the line.
Yeah, exactly. It was just a little disheartening the way we came out. You know, missed layup, lots of missed layups, point blank shots, missed layup, turnover, I think it started. So, when I thought that last of the third quarter we were in a lull and we survived it, then we go into that fourth quarter down one, and it was just like, oh, dang it. The wheels kind of fell off, but we still had control. And then, you always second guess yourself as a coach. I thought Jamie, my assistant, did a nice job just reminding me, hey, Brenna Evans is a 50% free throw shooter.
Right.
And there's only, 70 seconds left, and they're scoring, and, should we play the game? And that's what we did. We wanted to kill time, go with the fouling, hack a shot game, and obviously now you look back and you're like, well, obviously, if you do it once, you got to keep doing it.
Right.
You can't second guess yourself then, but she makes all of them, and we just couldn't. We shouldn't have been in that position, I feel like,
right,
to start with. We shouldn't have been down six with, 90 seconds to play. We had too many opportunities to tie it or stay within a possession.
And Brooklyn Bachman did not start. Brooklyn Bachman did not play. Can you tell us why?
Yeah, she took a last night in the Duluth game, she got her foot stepped on and kind of cranked a little bit. She played through it a little bit slow last night. I took her out. And this morning, she just wasn't moving well in shoot around. And I just didn't want to, she couldn't go 100%, and most of it was fast pace and how we needed to guard. So I didn't want to press it with her. So we'll evaluate it more when we get back on Monday.
Erica Gardner started in her place. I thought played well, made some threes, gave you some energy there early in the game.
Thought she did a nice job, and we said right away, hey, they're going to call their Iowa call probably early. It's their post, mismatch guard post up, and sure as heck they did. But she battled, played really well defensively. She took the shots she needed. I thought she played a heck of a role tonight.
Seemed to have some more trouble with your post play. Taylor Bray just wasn't quite in sync. I mean, passes would come to her, and she'd make good moves, but then she wouldn't. And then the pass would come to her, and she wasn't able to hang on to
it.
She seemed to have her struggles again today. Not to blame her for the loss or anything.
Absolutely
she just
not.
Seemed to have her struggles today.
Yeah, and we just go through our posts so much, so it's definitely glaring when they, have a little off night. So, I think we need to continue to get a better job of getting her, high-low looks as opposed to post wing looks and on the block, and just give her some more options. But, she made some tougher moves. It wasn't, like lack of effort. They just didn't get the right angles off the glass and didn't fall for us tonight.
And Rachel Hadelow, when she was in there, got a little chippy there in the second half, and she wasn't afraid to bang around with some of the older players and hold her own inside.
Heck yeah, she's a kid that you tell her, you challenge her and make her do something different. She just responds and she wants to win, and she's tough on herself, just a battler. So I love that out of a freshman.
Trinity Meyer finished up with 14 points. 5 of 13 shooting. She had 6 assists as well. She had some turnovers in Trinity Meyer fashion. Gets it going a little too fast, but I thought she played well today.
I do too. And some of her turnovers, honestly, if you looked at the first four, 2 of them were probably, going too fast. But other ones were just, hey, we didn't catch the ball. Great dump down pass or a great find, and just didn't hang on to it. You have to. So she did a nice job. And, when Brooklyn's out, they zone up on her more, and she's asked to play more and play hard. And she played 35 minutes last night, come and play 35 minutes about tonight. So it's just a lot that we ask of her. And, her 5 for 13, most of the time I'd say she probably could make 12 of those 13. Maybe one's a pretty tough shot. So I'm not going to stop going through her. We talked at the end of the game, like, if you all just play well to your role, not above it at all, we could be pretty scary. But we have just lapses of kids not showing up, and they know that. It's just basketball sometimes.
And to finish up, you played much better tonight, I thought, than last night. You still come out with a loss, but you're still moving in the right direction compared to where you were last night.
Yeah, last night it was, an effort and a focus thing. Tonight was a battle that they just won at the end. So, you take the next step. We're obviously not happy with a sweep, but we got a really tough Moorhead, Northern, big teams coming in that got us at their place, so we got to refocus quickly. We'll watch film and get better.
Well, Coach, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Kevin.
Head Coach Chelsea DeVille with us at halftime. Bemidji State men lead 40-39.